You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTX HD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. This is Tony Camel from local bluegrass band Wooden Wire, and I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin, and I'm going to take you on a musical journey through my musical influences from beginning to now. Listening to 98.9 KUTX, and this is Tony Camel with local bluegrass band Wooden Wire. And you just heard Del Shannon, the song Runaway from 1961. And I used to drive around with my mom listening to the oldie station, waiting to hear that song. And that was kind of where I realized I liked different music. And moving on from that, I started watching MTV and stuff. And Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, came along. And I loved that song, and I sort of delved deeper into what Nirvana did and found their first album, Bleach, which ended up being and still is my favorite Nirvana album. And there's this song on there called Love Buzz. And this bass solo, the way it starts, it just really kind of caught me and got me into some really cool stuff. So here's Nirvana, Love Buzz, off the Bleach album. We'll be right back. You're listening to 98.9 KUTX. This is Tony Camel with local bluegrass band Wood & Wire. That was Love Buzz by Nirvana off their first album, Bleach. And those are among the first songs I ever learned to play on guitar. I was 11, 12 years old, just rocking out to Nirvana songs. And that was my favorite one. And as I moved on, there was an album that came out by Ozzy Osbourne, a solo album called Osmosis. And I loved all the songs on that album. And I started looking and delving into some of Ozzy's past. And I came across this era where he had this incredible guitar player by the name of Randy Rhoads, who was a classically trained electric guitar player, but it really came out in his heavy metal playing. And there's this tune called Mr. Crowley that his guitar solo and his playing on it just really, really hooked me in and made me realize I wanted to play fast, but I also wanted to play interesting licks and interesting ways, and I wanted to be unique. So Randy Rhoads is my first favorite guitar player. So what you're about to hear is the tune Mr. Crowley by Ozzy Osbourne with Randy Rhoads on guitar live from the Tribute to Randy Rhoads album.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's how you shred, ladies and gentlemen. Displayed to us by Randy Rhodes. And like I said, Randy Rhodes was my first favorite guitar player. My mom was a big Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath fan, as well as my dad. And once she realized I liked those guys, she introduced me to Led Zeppelin. She gave me a live Led Zeppelin CD. And as I started delving into more of what Led Zeppelin did, my favorite Led Zeppelin album is Led Zeppelin 1. And this has sort of reined me in a little bit on what the blues was. And as a result of this song, I started looking into what the blues was and simplifying things. And I just wanted to shred. But this song really kind of brought me in and made me realize what classy guitar playing should sound like and what it really feels like when it really feels good to play slowly and play well. And this song is called You Shook Me, and it's on Led Zeppelin 1.
You shook me. Now you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. I know you really, really did, babe. I said you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long.
You're listening to 98.9 KUTX, and this is Tony Camel from local bluegrass band Wood & Wire, and I'm taking over the control room today, folks. And yes, that's right, I'm a bluegrass musician. However, we are going through a chronological journey of my influences, and I have yet to enter the bluegrass portion of my upbringing, which didn't come until later in life. And I think people expect to hear a lot of bluegrass during this hour, and you will hear some, but those are not what influenced me as an up-and-coming musician and while I was learning. And we just heard Led Zeppelin, the tune You Shook Me from Led Zeppelin 1, and if that's not one of the grooviest and coolest tunes ever recorded, I don't know what is. That's how you make a record right there. Moving on, I heard that song, I would say, when I was in maybe 6th or 7th grade. And just after that, I started getting into jam bands, and my friends liked Fish and liked stuff like String Cheese Incident. And I loved those bands, but I always have a tendency to kind of look back and see where what the original stuff was and what the original jam bands were. And I continued to sort of get weirder as I got older. I found Frank Zappa, who I can't even begin to describe how crazy musically this guy was. He was a musical genius. He'd write out all of his compositions and staff, but then a lot of times he wouldn't even play an instrument in his performances. The album that my mom and uncle showed me was an album called Apostrophe, which is a chronological story album about a baby seal clubber named Nanook, and it's quite strange, but really an interesting album. However, my favorite Frank Zappa song is a song called Zombie Woof on an album called Overnight Sensation. So I'm going to play that one for you now. This is Frank Zappa with Zombie Woof.
Out on my antique bed, and my spirit did a midnight creep. You know I'll never sleep no more. It seemed to me that it just ain't wise.
Put your
arms
away up in the morning
with a zombie wolf behind your eyes. Just about as evil as you could be. Bye.
That was Frank Zappa with Zombie Woof. I'll never, ever forget hearing that song for the first time. The way they break it down at the end is so funky. If that's not the funkiest breakdown in any song, I don't know what is. Moving on to some bluegrass. We're starting to get into the bluegrass phase of my life. And it all started with a blind guitar player by the name of Doc Watson. I saw a YouTube video of him playing this tune, Black Mountain Rag, with his son, Merle Watson, who died in a tractor accident. And I read up on this tune, and it turns out this is the first song he ever tried to learn to flat pick on a guitar. So I tried to learn it as well. And it's a terrible song to start with because it's really difficult and it changes keys and it's super fast, but I was determined. And I'll never forget seeing that video of him on YouTube. And that's really what inspired me to learn how to play this style of guitar. Lock myself in my house and really give it a go. So here's Doc Watson doing the Black Mountain Rag. You're listening to 98.9 KUTX, and this is Tony Camel with the local bluegrass band Wooden Wire. You just heard Doc and Merle Watson doing the Black Mountain Rag, one of the most inspirational bluegrass pieces in my whole world. I've sort of gone chronologically here, and we're getting into some of the acoustic style stuff that I started listening to, and I wanted to put a really traditional song on this list, and it was kind of difficult for me to choose between Bill Monroe, who's the father of bluegrass, and Ralph Stanley, who's probably my favorite traditional face in bluegrass. If you've ever get a chance to pick up Ralph Stanley's biography, Man of Constant Sorrow, it's a really, really interesting read and a really clear view of where this music came from and why it's here. Ralph Stanley is one of the most interesting characters ever in this scene. And I got a chance to see him at Old Settlers, and he was just barely getting by, but it was still really special watching him sing. And, you know, I got to admit that I cried a little bit when I saw him play at Old Settlers. So for your listening pleasure, you have, oh yeah, one more thing about Ralph Stanley is that his brother, Carter Stanley, and he were a team until his brother died at 30 years old. And it was a really, really sad story. And so I wanted to make sure I chose a song with he and his brother on it. So for your listening pleasure, the Stanley Brothers with Nobody's Love Is Like Mine.
Nobody loves you like mine. on dreaming. And wondering why it couldn't be. Someday, little darling, you'll be sorry for the way you treated me. Nobody loving like mine. No one's so faithful and kind. Love that is true as the ocean. But nobody loves like mine.
All right, that was the Stanley Brothers with Nobody's Love is Like Mine, one of my favorite old traditional bluegrass tunes, and I had to have one of those on this list because it means so much to me. As I started getting more into traditional bluegrass, I started kind of moving away from it at the same time, the more I heard and sort of growing as a listener. I really started getting into Levon Helm, and I was so touched and impressed by the later part of his career, where he was really not even supposed to be singing because he was sick. He had throat cancer, among other things, and the doctors told him that his career was over. But lo and behold, he goes and makes two more albums, one of which wins a Grammy. And the name of that album is Dirt Farmer, and it's got to be in my top 10 because it's an incredible album. He's actually doing an old traditional bluegrass tune on this album, but he does it his way. And Levon Helm was a drummer. And if you don't know what the pocket is in music, it's just people who live their lives in the pocket are people who live their lives in this groove. And Levon Helm had this groove that no one could beat. And you can really hear it on this song. And he added drums to a bluegrass song. And this may be one of the only times I approve of this. So this upcoming tune is Levon Helm with the False Hearted Lovers Blues from the Dirt Farmer album.
Show up my false heart.
This is Tony Camel with bluegrass band Wooden Wire, and I've taken over the airways here at KUTX. They've been kind enough to let me use their studio and show you guys where my musical influences came from. And we're getting closer to the present now, and that was Levon Helm doing a Stanley Brothers tune, False Hearted Lovers Blues. So you have Ralph Stanley, who sings that song originally with the most lonesome voice ever. And then you have Levon Helm, that has definitely one of the most lonesome voices of all time, just kind of coming together, and Levon Helm bringing his pocket drumming to that just sounds incredible to me. Speaking of good, lonesome voices, I'm going to move on to two of my biggest inspirations, I should say, as songwriters and as singers, are Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott. And these guys have teamed up in the past and have recently teamed up again to make a new album. And the way they do their thing is so good, and it's never the same thing when they play live. And they have so many interesting vocal things that they can each do, and they really play off of each other. And the way that they each play their instruments is extremely impressive too. But the number one thing that I love these guys for is the incredible songs that they write. This tune that I'm going to play is a song that Daryl Scott actually co-wrote with his father. And there's a recorded version of it, but I really like this live version of it because he kind of tells the story of where it came from. And they really get into it. And it's funny because Daryl Scott plays some banjo, but he kind of had a banjo around when he was writing this song, and he plays banjo on this one. And you can really hear Tim O'Brien's incredible tenor vocals too. And I'm telling you what, these two guys are true heroes of mine. So this is off of a live album called We're Usually a Lot Better Than This. And this is Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott with Memory Like Mine.
This is a song I wrote. I took my dad's lyric and put a tune to it. Had a banjo in my hand as I did it, and added a last verse to it, so it's a co-write with the old man, called With a Memory Like Mine. I can see the train coming, watch that big light shine its way, hear that whistle softly. Lord, it's been an awful day. I watched him leave that Friday morning. It was in the month of May. I told my son to be a good soldier, but return again someday. Return just 1 year later. Lord, I'll not forget that day. The baggage car is where he traveled, in a casket where he lay. Train man, keep me with so blowing, make it on and make it wide. You make a man feel mighty lonesome with a
so knowing, make it more and make it more.
I can hear him call out my name, and I can feel him under fire, see him rising from the flame. Lord, if I could, you know I'd trade places. I would gladly give my all. I'd wrap that flag around me like a blanket and listen for the clouds to fall. Train man, keep your whistle blowing. Make it cold and make it white. You make a man feel mighty lonesome with a memory like mine. Train man, keep your whistle blowing.
That was two of my heroes, Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott, doing Memory Like Mine off the live album. We're usually a lot better than this. You're listening to 98.9 KUTX and your guest DJ for the day, Tony Camel from the bluegrass band here, Wood & Wire. I just got a chance to see Tim O'Brien in Nashville. We were up in Nashville, one of my favorite cities in the world. And through a friend of ours, we were luckily able to go to Tim O'Brien's 60th birthday party. And it was really sort of a surreal thing because the whole place was full of my heroes. And there was a point where I was in a room with Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott and Sam Bush and David Greer, and they were all just jamming together like I do with my friends here. And it was really, really awesome to see that happen. And I want to segue that into my experiences in that city, in the city of Nashville. We have some very good friends based out of Nashville called the Howlin' Brothers that will be at the Saxon Pub tomorrow night, by the way. And their first record was recorded in Nashville, and me and the bass player from Wood & Wire, Dom Fisher, got a chance to go and help with that record. And it was produced by a guy named Brendan Benson, who plays guitar and sings in the band that's not together anymore, but The Raconteurs. And it was my first experience in a Nashville studio and my first experience working in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's something that I really fell in love with doing. And so this is the Howlin' Brothers off their record Howl with a tune called Tennessee Blues. Man, that's some low-down, dirty stuff by the Howlin' Brothers out of Nashville, Tennessee. It's been a great time hanging out with you guys here on the airwaves at KUT. And once again, this is Tony Camel, and the name of my band is Wood & Wire. And the website is woodandwireband.com. We have a record out, a self-titled record. I also have a side project called the Gravy Brothers that plays at Saxon Pub on Tuesdays at 10:30. Really big thanks to KUT. I love this place. I love coming here and hanging out with all these people. It's been a real pleasure, a real honor. I want to also thank Haley Howell. You're probably going to cut that, but I'm going to say it anyway. And I'm going to leave you guys with one of my favorite old-time tunes with one of my favorite old-time musicians by the name of Bruce Molsky. And this is Piney Mountain off the record, If It Ain't Here When I Get Back.
Sit down, buddy, we'll drink and smoke. Woman, don't you weep for me. My hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke. You damned old Piney Mountain. Lost my fingers in the Galax mill. Buddy, sing a sad old song. And my heart got broke in the Upine Hills. Lord, and my time ain't long. I started out to logging when I was in my prime. Woman, don't you weep for me. Hitching up the spruce to the big drag lines. You damned old Piney Mountain, where the skidders start a-bucking as the gears come down. Buddy, sing a sad old song. Making God's own thunder on the new-cut ground. Lord, and my time ain't long. We was fighting over nothing and drinking too hard. Woman, don't you weep for me. Riding up to camp on the flat wheel car. You damned old Piney Mountain. 30 years of hanging on the old chain brake. Buddy, sing a sad old song. Laid off and paid off in 58. Lord, and my time ain't long. Sold to a scrap iron yard. Woman, don't you weep for me. I moved down Virginia when the times got hard. You damned old Piney Mountain. Lost my fingers to a steel band saw. Buddy, sing a sad old song. Now my fiddle just hangs untuned on the wall. Lord, and my time ain't long. And the trees have grown up on the logging road. Woman, don't you weep for me. And the wildflowers bloom where the big shays blowed. You damned old Piney Mountain. There's nothing left for me but to drink and smoke. Buddy, sing a sad old song. My hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke. Lord, and my time ain't long.
All the day is done. Gather up your gold and move along. For the time wander through the world where you belong. Oh, these last few years, a certain way of life you did abide. But of your pride and fears, you'll finally grab a hold and cast aside.
nothing in this world can make you stay. 20 years from now, the only disappointment you may find as you take your bow are memories of a dream you left behind. All the sunsets low just before the darkness will decay.
Just before the darkness will decay and it rises.